Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Whew, it has been a minute since I recorded, I think like a week and a half, 2 weeks maybe. The reason is my book has launched and it went number one bestseller and I got really busy and then I hit this weird block as if a part like spiritual exhaustion or what I now know it to be as the upper limit block that some of us have. And I've read it before in the past in Gay Hendricks' book, The Big Leap. If you've read it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't read it, get the book. It's amazing. It's called The Big Leap. And there is this concept within the book called the upper limit. I'm actually scrolling through the pages now to try to get to the actual title, the upper limit problem. And I think I am experiencing this upper limit problem right now because so many wonderful things are happening in my world. And I'm so grateful. And I know it's all for me. And I know it's from God. And I know that all of this is a part of my path. And the fact that I am a coach and I help people through this, I'm not surprised that I'm experiencing it myself. So I'm more equipped to help others with it as well. And I have gone through this before, actually a few times, right before my trip to Hawaii, I had like a breakdown, a mini one. They're always like a half hour. I usually can heal myself pretty quickly, or I can reframe and pivot from what's happening in my brain pretty quickly because I have been doing this and coaching myself and coaching others for many, many years. And so it's easy for me to come out of it pretty quickly. So right before Hawaii, I had one of these experiences. Not that the experience wasn't for me, but I hadn't been used to receiving such grand things, right? Being flown out for free, first class to Hawaii, which was a dream of mine. And it felt a little uncomfortable, but moving through that uncomfortableness with my coach, Jess, love you girl, really helped me to open up and experience all of it fully and receive it because it was for me and it was the best experience I've had. And I can't tell you how long. And so I feel I'm going through a similar experience with now the success of my book, getting calls from organizations that want me to train them, huge organizations. Actually, I just spoke with today. I won't share the deets yet, but I will at some point. This global organization wants me to train all of their teams on personal branding on LinkedIn. And it is something I've done before. Like I've done this before. So it's not like this is new for me. This is what I do, right? I train organizations and individuals on how to leverage the LinkedIn platform by creating and elevating their personal brand and just really feeling confident doing it to achieve their goals. I mean, ultimately owning their awesome, right? And so this is my jam. So I'm not, this is not uncomfortable, but it's the next level for me to have people just abundantly reach out to me, individuals, organizations, even colleges, because I do love me some colleges. So I've got colleges reaching out now too, because of the student section in the book. I was on the news. I'm getting featured in Saratoga Living this weekend. There's a lot of phenomenal things that are happening and I know they're for me and I've prepared for it, but when you're in it, it's a different feeling, right? And it's summertime, right? So there's this weird like duality of, you know, wanting to rest and enjoy the success I've had, but also doubling down because that's actually how I roll and continue to leaning into this new success. And I'm curious if you've ever felt this before. So have you ever leveled up or found some success in a certain area of your life and almost felt uncomfortable in the success? And what did you do with it? So here's what my thoughts are. So this morning, so I'm doing a couple things. I'm actually pretty successful in a lot of the areas of my life that I've been trying to elevate in. One is my body. I'm down 26 pounds. I've released 26 pounds of toxic bullshit. If I'm being very specific, just negativity and fears. And yes, they're pounds and they're on the scale, but it's more so, I think once I've opened and expanded my mind and my spirit and my heart my body started moving too. Just doing little things like changing what I eat and going for walks, weightlifting, water, nothing extravagant, right? So just doing the right stuff consistently. So I'm doing well in that area. My marriage is better than it's ever been. I'm feeling wonderful. My kids are fantastic. They're doing great too. Normal kid stuff, obviously, but nothing we can't handle and nothing they won't get through that won't help elevate them in their lives. And then, of course, my business. My business is booming and opportunities are coming left and right. So I'm not complaining and I'm not like, oh, wah, 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 first world problems, Miranda's successful. Like, that's not what this is. This conversation is a real moment that I have that I'm currently in, actually. I'm just starting to come out of it. And I'd love to share that. You know how I roll. Like, when I go through something, it's for a reason. And I have to share it with you because if one of you are going through this too, I want you to experience the A, that you're not alone in this situation, but B, this is how I'm getting through it. And maybe you can use it as well. Or anybody you may know that may be going through this or that you think is building momentum and becoming successful, maybe you have this conversation in your groups, in your masterminds, with your clients, with your organization, right? Like, so this is an upper limit conversation is a real thing and it should be a conversation that we have often. So what I've been doing is leaning in and doubling down on my foundational work. And so for me, you know, that's all about my faith. So I'm still studying Kabbalah. I'm loving it. Doubling down on my prayer life, like really like going to war with the opponent, let me tell you, like in my prayer square. And then just giving myself grace, which is kind of what I always talk about, right? Like going hard in the areas you're building momentum in and not letting off the gas, because I think the moment, and now here's the thing, don't get on me about the hustle culture because I'm not about that. But I know when we give max effort and the universe meets us to help us elevate even faster, because that's a huge thing that I talk about, especially in my summer strategy sessions that I've been doing lately. They're ridiculous. The women that have come to me just for a one-off summer strategy session are seeing leaps and bounds and gains in their business, in their life, and in their mentality specifically, because of this max effort I've been talking about, and going hard where people ease off. You end up like cutting the line of success, if you will. It's like a cheat code. So if you're interested, I've got some openings in July and August. Happy to put you in the calendar, have a conversation with you. Just DM me on Instagram or LinkedIn and we can have that conversation. Just a one-off summer strategy session. You're going to hear me talking a lot about this because I've got a summer strategy that is like ridiculous and I've been using it every year and it's helped me. It's a little off for me right now because I'm already gaining a lot of traction and I hit this upper limit, right? And so here's my thoughts. I'm doubling down on my foundational work because that's what got me here, right? So it's not like a back to basics starting over. Nope. Every time we ascend to a new level, we have to make sure that level is solid, right? We can't just keep building, building, building. We have to stabilize. We have to secure. So that's really what I'm doing. And because I do this work so often, I'm able to do it faster. And I want to share with you how we can do it faster. I've got three ways that I am going hard this summer in securing my success and stabilizing it in order to continue to grow. I'm probably going to do this in a series, maybe I'll do each step in a different podcast just to be able to stretch it out, to help you to really implement what I'm talking about in each step. So I guess this is a teaser. It's a teaser episode telling you what's happening, what I'm feeling, how I'm getting through it, and how I can help you as well. But I'm super curious, have you ever experienced this upper limit problem? And it is called a problem, but I think it's an upper limit opportunity, an opportunity, if you will, a level opportunity. It's a new word I've invented. Because I, you know me, I see the light in everything. And I think there is a real opportunity to grow when we're uncomfortable. And that's not a new concept, but it's something I'm really learning for myself. And I can't wait to share with you how it's going and help you to do the same. So thank you so much for spending this short amount of time with me. This is a quick episode because it's an introduction as to what's going to be going down this summer, how I'm going to be navigating this new level of success, what comes up in my mind, my heart, my spirit, for me and my clients, because I'm working with some women who are also experiencing this, and how we're getting through it together. And then, of course, opportunities for us to work together individually or as groups so we can continue to grow and support each other along our journey in life, business, career, and anything you're looking to achieve. So find me on Instagram, find me on LinkedIn. Let's have a conversation about this upper limit and why we're feeling it, what we can do about it, and how we can make sure that it doesn't last. Because that's the thing. I'm okay with feeling it. It was actually, at first it felt uncomfortable, then it felt exciting. Because when I'm feeling this, I know I'm at the next level and I don't want to stay where I'm at. I'm very excited about this level I'm at, but I know there's more on the horizon. I know God's got more for me. I'm meant to impact more women, leave a huge legacy for my family, for the women I work with, this planet. I'm here for all of it, and I'm not going to slow down because it feels a little uncomfortable, and I don't think y'all should either. All right. Thank you for spending this short period of time with me. I'm super excited to have this conversation and to really dive deep into it. I hope you join me along for this journey. And if you don't want to wait and to listen to the podcast and just want to dive right in into a strategy session, let's do that. DM me. We'll get you in the calendar. It's affordable. It's effective. It's ridiculous. And you want to get in there. I've got a few spots open in July and August. I don't take a lot. I only take 2 per week and I'm filling up fast. I'd love to speak with you. I'd love to hear what you're working on, what your heart desires, and how we can get you to the next level of your life and business. Until next week, continue being awesome. Talk to you soon. Bye.